The strains and brinkmanship inside the Palmer United Party are back on display. Clive Palmer has demoted the increasingly outspoken Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie. She's lost two roles, no longer the party's deputy Senate leader and the deputy whip. Mr. Palmer's also suspended her rights to attend party meetings. For her part, Senator Lambie is sticking to her pledge to vote against all government legislation until Defence Force members are given a better pay deal. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
It's not clear which came first, Jackie Lambie's demotion or her decision to break ranks with her colleagues and side with Labor, the Greens and other crossbench senators to disallow government regulations to wind back financial advice laws that the Palmer United Party had supported. PUP's parliamentary party, that is Clive Palmer and Senators Glenn Lazarus and D.O. Wang, voted this morning to dump their colleague from her party positions, but haven't expelled her.
The parliamentary party of the Palmer United Party resolved to remove Jackie Lambie as the deputy leader and to remove her as the deputy whip of the party. She's failed to attend three party meetings this week and has not spoken to either myself, Senator Wang or Senator Lazarus for over 4 weeks.
Leader Clive Palmer says he now regrets calling her a drama queen.
We're unsure of her current state of mind, and we've also suspended her from attending any party room meetings until such times as she gives undertaking not to attack individual party members, and undertaking to attend party meetings and to abide by majority decisions and normal party procedure.
The PUP leader notes Senator Lambie hasn't resigned from the party, saying she knows in her heart that she fully believes in everything the Palmer Party stands for. He says he hopes things can be reconciled with her over the next few days. Jackie Lambie's presence has been removed from the party's website. Clive Palmer says that's because she's been suspended from the party. Explaining why she hasn't been expelled, Mr. Palmer says she was elected as a PUP senator with 22,000 votes above the line, pointing out she got 1,500 votes below the line.
Well, we haven't expelled her from the party. So if an individual's undergoing any sort of difficulties, it's easy to discard them, but it's harder to stick with them and try to give them some sort of assistance. So on a personal level, we have no animosity towards her, and she hoped that she will sort out her problems.
Jackie Lambie hasn't said anything yet about her demotion and suspension, focusing instead on her decision to go it alone on a Senate vote.
I told Clive Palmer I had reservations about what was going on, and I have to do what's right for my Tasmanians, and I didn't believe we were doing the right thing. I have to do what's right by my conscience, and I believe that we allowed it to be watered down, and that's the issue I have with it. I've had that issue all along with it. The first couple of weeks of being up in the Senate were very difficult. Yep. We're all trying to find our way. Well, I've found my way now. Yep. And you know what? Sometimes when you make it wrong, you have to go back in there and make it right. And that's exactly what I'm doing now.
You've been demoted as deputy leader. How do you feel about that, Jackie?
Have you left the party?
It's very interesting that she hasn't resigned from our party. She knows in her heart that she fully believes in everything we stand for. That's why she hasn't resigned. And we hope she can reconcile all those things in the coming days. You know, when people are going through difficult times in the workplace, you should stand by them.
Why won't you sack her?
Because we don't want to make her life more difficult than it already is.
That's the Palmer United leader, Clive Palmer, speaking to Fairfax radio host Patrick Condren. Alexander Kirk, the reporter.